This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House says it's premature to call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. We get the details from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Tuesday a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th. The bloodshed has left more than 1,400 people dead in Israel and reports of thousands of Palestinians killed in Gaza. The NSC spokesman did not rule out consideration of a humanitarian pause to allow more aid for the hundreds of thousands of internally displaced to enter Gaza. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Tuesday for civilians to be protected in the war between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants, voicing concern about, quote, clear violations of international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation.
More than 700 Palestinians were killed in overnight Israeli airstrikes, Gaza's health ministry said, the highest 24-hour death toll since Israel began the bombing campaign to crush Hamas militants who stunned the country with a deadly October 7th attack. Israel's foreign minister and its U.N. ambassador called for U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to resign. Foreign Minister Eli Cohen said, quote, there is not two sides at this moment. There is only one side to support. Cohen also said he had canceled a meeting scheduled for later on Tuesday with Secretary General Antonio Guterres.